领受福杯就来分享。我本来是今天不想上来的，我想人多我就不上来，人少呢我就把我的领受的福杯呢来分享。今天本来不是我一定非上来不可，我看前面没有上来，我又问了李姊妹，因为李姊妹从国内回来有很多的感受，结果他说下一次，那也很好。
好，王老师，我来给你翻译哈，因为我们今天在前面翻译。
好。
I received this cup of blessings, so I'd like to share here, and I'd rather hold, and if there's a lot of other people sharing, but looks like we're still waiting, so I stepped up.
我先有几节经文，约翰福音十五章十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
I have some sharing on John chapter 15 verse 12, love each other and this is my command.
哥林多后书四章十六节，所以我们不伤胆，身体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
And Second Corinthians, it says that so that we do not lose our heart, even though our body will decay, but we do not lose our heart.
罗马书第八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，高的人。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 28 that we know all things work together and for the benefit of the for us those who called by his will. About 20 years ago, actually, the younger sister, Sister Pearl, shared the gospel with me, and I met her during that time.
我那时候是住在北边，后来
I lived in the Northland.
后来在北边，所有的晚上查经和姐妹查经，和到教会来的听道，都是北边的弟兄姐妹来带我的。
And after that, I attended all those Bible studies and sisters' Bible studies and came to church. Always the brothers and sisters in the Northland, they carry me around.
大概过了四五年，我们搬到南边来，一百二十八街。在一百二十八街的时候，因为家里他们有的礼拜天都打工，所以很多弟兄姐妹呢，又带我们到教会来。
And about 4 or 5 years later, we moved to the south, living on the street of 128th. And because my daughter, she's working during the weekend, so many other brothers and sisters also carried me around.
当然到后来徐弟兄不上班的时候，他也带弟兄姐妹，像这个姚妈妈啦，熊丽的妈妈、阿姨，我们也带到。教会就我们有能力的时候也带，我自己感受到弟兄姐妹对我的爱，这个是让我在教会里面一直能够坚持听到。
And later when Brother Xu is able, he also carried some other brothers and sisters. I truly feel it's the love of the brothers and sisters that carried me on all these years.
住在一百二十八街的时候呢，那弟兄姐妹太多了。随便谁打个电话，你有空吧带我一下，都是很方便的，因为比较近，他们也要到教会，而且我们这个我们家和其他弟兄姐妹的家走走就可以到。但是后来21年我们就搬到奥利萨来了。
When we lived by street 128, there are so many brothers and sisters living around us, so it's very easy to find to give me a ride, but then later we moved to Alisa.
离大家很远很远。
It's far from many brothers and sisters.
只有曾夫和我们最近。
And only brother 曾夫 was relatively close.
这个当中呢，也有 好弟兄姐妹来带我，我困难的时候，但自己觉得很不好意思，因为太远了，从他们来接我倒过来，然后再到教会，这个路程是相当远的。有的时候我们就在线上听。
And even though some brothers and sisters did come to give us a ride, I was embarrassed because they actually have to drive far distance back and forth.
当然也有弟兄姐妹主动的问我要带，你就讲万老师你我们可带你，但我觉得自己呢太远，是路实在太远。
Even some brothers and sisters they offered a ride, but still I feel like it's not proper.
这一次呢，我非常感动的是一个弟兄，我讲出名字并不是表扬他，而是从他身上彰显了神的爱。沈弟兄在布弟兄来的时候呢，星期五就发给我一个微信，说你们要来，我来接你们，我来送你们。星期六又发了一个微信，我来接你们，我来送你们。
And I want to give thanks to the Lord for Brother Shen. He sent a message to me on the weekend that the Brother Bo came here for the special gathering. So both on Friday, on Saturday, he messaged me and offered the ride for me.
为什么我很激动呢？也很感谢呢？他只比我小两三岁。
I'm so excited and I was so excited and thankful because he only a couple of years younger than me.
所以他那样的年龄也是高龄了。
Yeah, even though he's a couple of years younger, it's a very high age, and especially this involves driving at night, so I was very touched. Yeah, it's the love of God that manifested on him. And maybe some of the younger brothers and sisters do not know Brother Shen. Actually, he went to our church very, very long time ago. And later, because of some other business that he have to travel a lot, and so he's not among us.
我这样讲，不是彰显，不是表扬他的，大理社就是他。所奉献的，所以说他虽然我们很多人不认识，但是他在我们教会是非常非常早的。
And even some of the construction materials are offered by the brother.
这一次，后来我们礼拜天来到教会听波弟兄的讲道。那平时呢，远道来的弟兄讲道呢，我一般。特别是在128街和当然在这边128街呢，我们自己接待，在家里接待，那时候还能坐得动。到搬到这边来以后，就在外面请这个来讲道的弟兄。
And this time when Brother Bo visited us last Friday, we used to like to host some brothers from far for this gatherings, but now we cannot cook ourselves, so we invited them outside.
布弟兄来的时候，去年来我们也接待他，他也很开心。今年我们还是按照去年的那样的来接待。结果在教会的时候是吃过午饭以后，沈弟兄知道了。他是第一次听波弟兄讲道，他跟 我跟他坐在一起，我也邀请他，结果沈弟兄讲，我第一次听波弟兄的讲道，让我这一次来请他。
We I plan to invite Brother Bo this time again, but Brother Sun said this is the first time he heard the message from Brother Bo, so he offered to invite Brother Bo for this having lunch together, a dinner together.
但我们呢，跟高弟兄已经在九月份就讲好了，九月二十九号晚上请波弟兄，而且请老板呢做中国菜，不要做很多的美国菜，这都是讲好的事情。后来沈弟兄一定要请，怎么办？我们两个人僵在一起，他就跟我讲，万老师，我们菜洞里菜，大家可能小青年不知道什么叫菜洞里菜。我几十年也没猜洞里猜过了，猜洞里猜，我说好啊。当时我有点紧张，因为从大学就没有有过这个猜洞里猜的，你们可能有，我是没有的啊。好，我手背的后面，大家都在手背的后面啊。他喊一二三，我一猜就这个，他猜这个，我捡到他了，我赢了。我说你不要讲了。当然沈弟兄是很热情的，他说
okay,
不算不算不算不算，我说讲话怎么能不算呢，猜动力猜就要算的。
So what is this in English? Scissor
这个剪刀布，全子剪
刀布，
全子剪刀布。
We had some set up before for this invitation, but the brother Sun insisted he wants to host this time, so we had some argument that cannot settle, so we decided to cast a lot and use the scissor stone. Scissor. Paper.
纸也可以，纸也可以，纸。
Scissor paper.
翻不出来。
Yeah.
锤子翻得出来。
And to decide who will be the host.
那锤子呢？可以做剪刀。那么剪刀也可以包这个锤子。但是呢，剪刀可以剪布、剪纸，
yeah.
那就我是赢的，他是输的。
I only did this a very long time ago as a child, but this time I actually won.
后来晚上，沈弟兄去的特别早，就想跟明明讲，还是由他来请。那明明说不要了，因为这个老板都把菜怎么都搞好了，这个地方来看着弟兄的爱、热情。
Even after so many rounds, like the very time early before the dinner, Brother Sun arrived very early and make effort one more time. He wanted to be the host.
腓立比书第二章第十三节里面，神给我们的这句话：因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行。唯要成就他的美意。我想这句话呢，就是沈弟兄前前后后所言行是按照神的教导在做，这个呢也鼓励了我们。我也用这句话来激励自己，还有弟兄姐妹们，我们都要按照神的教导来做，行事为人，做神所喜悦的事情。我们虽然年长了，但是我们爱主的心永远是年轻的，不然他不会叫我猜东西猜。所以我们大家来讲呢，定睛看着主，继续跟着主前进，一点不落队。有需要我们做的事情，尽管跟我们年长的弟兄姐妹讲。谢谢大家。
Actually, I want to share a verse with brothers and sisters. It's the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13.For it is God who works in you both to will. And to work for his good pleasure. And we thank the Lord. It is the Lord who make our brothers' hearts young. And we encourage brothers and sisters to serve the Lord. Because our Lord is good.
是不喜欢上台讲话的，我很喜欢私下分享。私下分享的话，我话讲不完。
I'm not of the kind that like to speak on the podium. I like to give fellowship privately.
然后我也是，我弹琴的时候我一般都是要 focus 在弹琴，就不喜欢做别的事，因为我会分散精力，然后分散注意力，然后我就不知道我在做什么了。我希望现在讲话不会说语无伦次，这样子讲得不清楚。
And usually I have the service as playing the piano, so I have to focus on playing the music. And typically I don't put my mindset as sharing.
那个听得见哈？
You can hear me, huh?
我平时也很少说，我们请来 special speaker 的时候，我会分享我得到了什么。那我常常也是，有时弹琴都分享，做别的事业，可能得着没那么多。但这一次伯利兄来的呢，我还是注意了，专心的听了一下。虽然是很熟悉的经节，但是也觉得还有一些感动。
I seldomly came up to share.What usually what we receive during a special gathering. But this time, it's somewhat different. When Brother Bo came this time, I paid some attention and I did receive some and that I would like to share.
Yeah, 是个他讲的是以弗所书。其实我好像是抛砖引玉，你们有感动的这一次的，请你们上来分享，我们还有时间。OK,
Yeah, I just want to give it a start. Actually, I believe many of you may also be touched, and probably you will have fellowship after me.
我其实特别感动的是那个，我觉得这个变成祷告要以前要该背过没有，就是最近忙碌了，就有的时候把这件事情忘了。但是我刚才看的时候 ，Okay, go ahead.
There's some point that specially touched me.
等会儿分享，但是我是觉得整章第一章都是很好，因为我们要从上面开始看。你们可不可以就跟着我把这一章念完？我觉得神的话也很值得。
Actually, I would like to read this entire chapter one. Can you read it with me? Ephesians chapter
one. 英文可能就不念了哈，没有那么多时间。
Okay, well, probably for sake of time, we'll only read Chinese, but for English speaker, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
好，还有一个 confession, 就是常常忙碌了就没看圣经，然后我知道曾经不是曾经有一段时间每次一看圣经我就很感动，一看圣经就很感动，但是忙碌就没去看，就没那么多感动。但是我这次就说神啊，对不起，抱歉，我又忘了常常看圣经，就失去了那种感动，说你把我感动再归回来，结果我一看又很感动，神没有失去给我的身上的灵的感动，但是我自己要忠心，所以以弗所书第一章。
I have to confess that many times when I read the Bible, it touched my heart, but often that I got busy and I skipped that, and then I didn't get touched as much. And this time I prayed before the Lord. I said, Lord, help me that so that I can come back and I read again. It touched me again. So I want to share the rest.
我们大家就一起念吧，第一节开始，然后慢慢思想。OK, 第一章哈。
Ephesians chapter
1, verse 1. 本来我想是敲几节出来，但是我想整章都很好。你们都有了哈。奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。写信在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神在创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己的旨意所预定给我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这个恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。 OK, 我们停在这儿好不好？你们要念过去怎么想到我们有多少属灵的福气，我们是不是没有去取，还是忘记了？
And I want to take a pause here that I want to remind brothers and sisters how many times, how many blessings that we forgot and we didn't come to receive those.
像我们唱诗歌哈，我们颂赞赞美我们的主耶稣，刚才说我们爱主耶稣，然后刚刚说我们要侍奉主耶稣，我们相信都是因为得到主的感动，他爱我们，所以我们爱他，所以我们要奉献。所以今天的诗歌都是在这个主题里面环绕着。但是我们在忙碌的时候，在沮丧的时候，我们有没有想到神给我们的福气是什么？
And actually, today's hymns are all around that love the Lord Jesus and serve Lord Jesus. And but there are times that we are busy and we're down spiritually. And have we thought about these blessings?
Okay, 那我们实在是得了耶稣基督儿子的名分，假如我们是一个君王的王子或是公主，我们应该感到有多荣耀，有没有想到真的与耶稣基督在做王，在他的宝座上那个福分，那个名分。我常常有的时候哈，也会去看看俗世的东西，比如说是 Princess Diana 或是是 Princess Kate 吧，就是那个英国的皇室，一些新闻常常会出现，我就会看一看，就有点心里想，嗯，他们好像得到很属世的荣耀在某些方面，但是他们的心里面有没有多空虚就不知道了。但是属世是很荣耀的，但是实际上我们得的是主耶稣是我们的兄长，我们跟他一起同坐，应该是做王子公主，但是常常我们沮丧的时候就不会想到这些。
Yeah, I want to point out this verse 5 that says He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ. And many times, maybe we are not cherished this sonship. And sometimes I had this, read the stories or watch videos about Princess Diana or Kate and thought about their earthly glories. But then it reminds me, have we ever thought about ourselves and our spiritual, our glory in heaven, is it comparable with the earthly glory?
Okay, 好吧，我们再念第七节哈，一起念。Okay, 我们借着这爱子的血，蒙得救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏赐给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意。叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照他安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原为是那随自己心意办事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督有份盼望的人可以得到称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许圣灵为祭。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的子民被赎，使他们的荣耀得着称赞。OK， 我们停在这哈，这个里面都是讲到我们应该得的是多少的荣耀，都怎么样的得基业。的产业，所以我们应该活得很快乐，活在有希望里面。虽然我们生活忙碌，常常会有忙碌把我们的时间，对不起，都占掉了，就忘了去思想神的国跟他的义。但是实际上，我们回来圣经一看，我们是应该活的这个样子的。
According to what we just have read, that for this spiritual blessings and these inheritance, it should encourage us a lot. And many times.We have been so busy and we forgot these.
Yeah, 然后七节是因着他的血，今天我们就是领了圣餐，吃了喝了他的血，吃了他的身体，我们的确是被赦免的。我们不要再被我们的那个以前所做错的事情呢，常常会烦扰我们说 Why? Why did I do this? 为什么我会这样子？为什么求主赦免？但实际上我们是得赦免的，应该是得胜的。
Actually, this verse 7 says, In him,We have a redemption through his blood for forgiveness of our transgress according to the riches of his grace. And there are times we are being so busy or down that we forgot we are forgiven. We truly got forgiven. And as we have the Holy Communion today, we received His blood and this forgiveness.
我们下午就十五节就念完吧，这个十五节开始，下面就你们一面念一面就做自己的祷告，因为我最近也常常就说，啊，特别求神多加赐多多的赐给我们那个智慧启示的灵，给大家也给我自己，让我们真正的更加的认识他。
And we'll read all from verse 15 and all the way below, and may this spirit of wisdom enlighten us.
Okay, 变成我们祷告，我们再念哈，十五节念完。给，因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，在他圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。阿们，神祝福他自己的话。
弟兄姐妹平安，我也没有做准备，但是刚才朱莉亚姐妹点的那个歌有触动到我，所以
Brothers and sisters, I also haven't prepared, but Sister Julia mentioned that hymn that touched my heart deeply.
可能弟兄姐妹都不知道，就是说在 COVID 期间啊，我们家有三个亲人离开我们。
Maybe not every brother and sister knew that during the COVID period that after three family members left this world.
我的姐夫在美国肺癌去世，然后Kevin 的妈妈在上海在广州去世，然后我父亲在昆明去世。
Okay, do you need to get?And my sister-in-law and Kevin's mother and
my father.
And what's the third
my
one?
My father.
Oh, and my father.
因为COVID 的关系，我们都没有办法去送别他们。
And because of COVID, that we were not able to attend the funeral.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye
to them.所以就今年夏天一放暑假，我们就全家人就回中国，然后待了三个星期，主要就是给 Kevin 的妈妈上坟，他已经下葬了，但是我父亲一直没有下葬，因为等着我回去。
And this summer, actually, when we got this opportunity, then we quickly.Visit back China for 3 weeks, and both visited Kevin's mom's tomb and actually to say goodbye to my father because he hadn't been buried yet.
之后，其实我觉得下葬都是一个不是一个最痛苦的一个令人伤痛的一个经历。 因为他们已经安葬了，好像我觉得最痛苦的实际上是我们在清理他们的遗物的时候，就是说那个每一张照片啊，我们就看完了，他弟弟就分，这些是我留的，这些是你留的，还有那些信件，还有那些旧物。所以他们在他们家，我们做了一次这样的事情，然后回到我家，我和我的姐姐们也做了一次这样的，就是
actually for what I experienced, actually the burial itself it's not the most painful moment. Actually the most painful experience is about sorting the leftovers, all those photos and letters. And at the Kevin's mom's home, we have to do this once, and also in my home, and when we pick every letter and photo and put it here and there and categorize them, all these were very painful.
但是在这样的经历的时候，我时时就 remind myself, 就是提醒我自己，神是复活的神，就像今天我们所经历的，在这复活的早晨，他已经胜过了死亡，他已经得胜。
And all this reminded us that our Lord is the resurrected Lord, and he has overcome, and he has resurrected. Just like the hymn we sang this morning.
所以我在读到有一个我非常喜欢的作家叫Anne Lamont, 他对死亡他有一个我觉得是很能体现我的一个感受的一段话，所以这里我想跟大家一起分享。
And there's a writer I liked a lot, her name is Anna, and I want to have some sharing about her this morning.
我刚才用 ChatGPT 把它翻成中文，我先跟大家念一下中文，
你或者自己，
然后我就自己念英文。
OK,
他说这个他这段话翻译成中文，他说死亡，哇，真是让人震惊。但你无法失去的少数几个人去世时，这种痛苦是难以承受的。你永远无法真正走出这种失去的阴影。不管文化是如何说的，你也不应该强迫自己走出来。我们基督徒喜欢把死亡看作一个重大的地址变更，但无论如何，如果你不封闭自己的心，那个人将会以完全的方式继续活在你的心里。就像莱昂纳德·科恩所说的，一切事物都有裂痕，那是光照进来的地方，这正是我们重新感受到逝者活生生的存在的方式。而且已故亲人会在最不合时宜的时候让你忍不住大笑，这就是一个好消息。当他们的缺席也将是你一生之中挥之不去的乡愁和梦，悲伤、朋友、时间和泪水将在某种程度上治愈你。泪水会洗涤、洗礼、滋润你，甚至你脚下的土地。你知道上帝对摩西说的第一句话是什么吗？他说，脱掉你的鞋子，因为这里是圣地。尽管一切表面上看似相反，虽然也很难相信，但这是我们所知道的最真实的事情。当你像我这样稍微年长一些时，你会意识到死亡和出生是一样的神圣。不要担心，继续你的生活，几乎每一次死亡都是轻松和温柔的。最好的人会陪伴着你，只要你需要，你就不会孤单。他们会帮助你跨越到等待我们的未知境界。正如拉姆达斯所说的，当一切结束的时候，我们其实不过是陪伴彼此回家。所以我把那个英文念一下。Death, wow, and yes, it's so hard to bear when the few people you cannot live without die. You will never get over those losses, and no matter what the culture says, you're not supposed too. We Christians like to think of death as a major change of address, but in any case, the person will live again fully in your heart if you don't seal it off. Like Leonard Cohen said, there are cracks in everything, and that's how the light gets in. It's how we feel our people again fully alive. Also, the beloved departed people will make you laugh out loud at the most inconvenient times, and that's the great good news. But their absence will also be lifelong nightmares of homesickness for you. Grief and friends and the time and the tears will heal you to some extent. Tears will bath and baptize and hydrate and moisturize you and the ground upon which you walk. Do you know the first thing that God says to Moses? He says, take off your shoes, because this is holy ground. All evidence to the contrary. This is hard to believe, but it's the truest thing I know. When you are a little bit older, like my tiny personal self, you realize death is as sacred as birth. Don't worry. Get on with your life. Almost every single death is easy and gentle, with the very best people surrounding you. As long as you need, you won't be alone. They will help you cross over to whatever waits us. As Ram Dass said, when it's all said and done, we're all really just walking each other home. 谢谢.
Thank you. Just一部小说第一章刚才所说, 就想起很多年以前这个其实我圣经背了很少但以弗所书是可能是唯一一个整个背过的那为什么会背呢我觉得就是刚刚信主的时候好像就是带领我们的弟兄也不是要求好像他就是随口说了一句他说这么好的基督徒应该把它背起来那我们就是 就回想到刚刚信主的时候心就很柔软不需要有人追在后面你要干什么好像就是弟兄轻轻讲一句就是一种感叹的话我们就去背了然后直到今天就是说这个话在里面还是可以帮助我们 So I have this very short testimony. It's just when I following up what Christine shared for this book of Ephesians, it's one of the, maybe the only book that I actually recited for in the Bible. And the reason behind it, it's not because I made a big plan or I determined to do this and that. It's just when, in the early days, when I believed and the brother ahead of us, he's just truly share how he feel about the book. He just, hey, Christian, need to memorize this book. And we are very young Christians at that time. And we just this heart just come directly into our heart. And so that's probably the only book I memorized for the Bible. 就是一个很短的分享。好，我们就大家一同起立，我们就把刚才那首诗歌我们再唱一遍。